I hope nobody gets mad at me about this, but I spent a lot of time laughing. Because, listen, I don't know if y'all know this about me. I got a couple of proclivity, a couple of habits that I like. Like, number one, I love my soap operas. You bothering me while I'm watching General Hospital, I catch major attitude with you. I do. I watch General Hospital. And I watch Young and the Restless, too, because the guy that plays Victor Newman, known as Eric Braden, is a dear, dear friend of mine. Every time I'm in California, we just had lunch the other day together. Breakfast, actually. I love this man. And so I watch Young and the Restless just because of him. But General Hospital, obviously, is my soap, and I play the role as Brick. I'm a surveillance expert for the mob on the show. Been on there for a few years. Just taped a few scenes last week. It'll be coming out in a couple weeks. But I like to watch my soap operas. Outside of that, the occasional action flick or thriller, I like stuff like that. I'm absolutely in love with the show Lioness. Let me tell you something, with Zoe Saldana, Taylor Sheridan, man, you talk about a show that I would love to be a part of. Lioness, oh my Lord. I'd go to school and take acting lessons just so I could be in that show. That is a sensational show. I think it's the best show out. I'm a huge, huge fan of that. Like Night Agent on Netflix, too. A couple of other spots. But Lioness? Oh, my God. I mean, it's special. So I like that kind of stuff. Zoe Saldana is the truth and a half. She's special. She's just wonderful. Okay? And Nicole Kidman is on there, too. And she's the real. Oh, my God. She's a superstar. Okay? She's wonderful. Okay? I like my action movies. Ain't no bigger fan on this earth than Tom Cruise. That was on my bucket list. I met him a few weeks ago. I couldn't believe it. I had a man crush. Tom Cruise, the GOAT. I'm special, okay? Tom Cruise, all right? Stuff like that. So just I get it. But I think I've seen every single episode of Martin, as in Martin Lawrence. I'm a huge, huge fan of his. On television, I'm not talking about stand-up because Cat Williams is one of a kind. But on television, I think Martin Lawrence might be the greatest comedian ever. And I love me some Eddie Murphy, too. I go back to the days of Richard Pryor. It's a few people. You know, of course, Sanford and Son, Red Fox and all of that. George Jefferson, the Jeffersons. But I loved Archie Bunker and the Honeymooners, too. But I love my comedy. And Martin Lawrence is number one, top of the list. I mean, even him now, you know, healthy, I don't know what his status is or whatever. But even with the latest Bad Boys movie, Will Smith made a comeback, did a hell of a job. I told my man Charlie Mack, you ain't got to worry about me saying nothing bad about Will Smith. I love him, and that's his guy. And Charlie Mack is a dear friend of mine. And Charlie and Caleb Pinkett is Jada Pinkett's brother. I know him well, good people. And, you know, these are folks that swear by Will Smith. You know, that's all I ain't like the Chris Rock stuff, but that's the past. Everybody's moved beyond it, and Will Smith is still phenomenal and great and has done too much for our community for me to be critical of him, other than what I said about the whole Chris Rock thing. And I'm not going to do that anymore because Will Smith is great. But him with Martin Lawrence is still hilarious. I say all of that to say I love comedy. So anybody that's capable of making me laugh, I like to give them love. And you know who I find myself loving more and more every single day? This cat, Drewski, who I've met on a couple of occasions, who I did a couple of prize pick events back in the day with and stuff like that. Drewski is hilarious. And now you see him on video doing these videos, man. I mean, this dude, Drewski, ladies and gentlemen, he's getting millions of clicks on video. And he deserves every one of them. Please don't get me wrong. But it's almost getting to the point where it's like, damn, you actually are getting mad when you don't see a Drewski video out. Because that's how freaking funny he is. I mean, it's straight hysteria with some of the stuff this brother is doing right now. I'm trying to find a couple of videos right now. But just for our own edification right now, what I want y'all to do, my team, play this video right here. It's Drewski. And what's the caption for this with the pastor? He's trying to talk about what pastors are in the church and stuff like that. I mean, this dude, one video after another, it's just absolutely hysterical. Could y'all please, and I know he didn't say the character he was imitating was Erica Kirk or anything like that, because I understand the inappropriateness with Charlie Kirk getting assassinated and stuff like that. And I get it. I truly, truly get it. So we want to heighten our level of sensitivity when it comes to that. I don't want to bother. I don't want to bring anything negative down upon that woman. She's been through enough. Okay? God only knows. But let me tell you something. Look at this video right here, Drewski. Now, he ain't say it's her. But look at him. He's talking about, he's playing the role. Like when he was on that string, he was playing the role of pastors that want money. Whereas in this one, he's talking about white female conservatives. Look at Drewski right here.
Get on your feet, whore!
We have to protect all men in America, especially all white men in America. Those are the boys that we care about in this country.
Black officer behind him, like,
America,
what?
America is built on just their backs. Yes.
Yeah, man.
Because they
Drewski's
are the ones
hilarious.
Who mattered most.
Oh, my Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all turn that off, y'all. Listen, y'all, check it out. Check it out. Listen, we all need to laugh, man. Listen, you know, you got people talking about my hairline and all that. I said, listen, man, damn it, I deserve it. Okay? It ain't going nowhere. It's been there for a decade, but y'all trying to act like it's worse, but that's okay. Bottom line is this, I look good enough, damn it, but I don't mind being trolled. I mean, hey, it's all in fun. Laughter makes the world go. It makes you healthier, man. It makes you healthier. Did you see the one with Drewski? You know, being one of those white dudes that was a NASCAR fan and just, I forgot what the caption was. You see that right there? Look at him painting himself, putting on the makeup, the whole bit. Hilarious. You got to watch the video. He said something about, if you don't come in, come on. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God. Let me tell y'all something. Drewski is doing his thing. Multi-million views. Handling this business, it's absolutely, positively hysterical. You know, I just wanted to say that. I wanted to play some of those videos, stuff like that, because it's hilarious. Drewski's imitating everybody. Nobody's safe, okay? And I wanted to say this on behalf of Drewski and the whole comedic community. We need to support these brothers and sisters. I'm not talking about just black folks. I'm talking about black folks, white folks, and everything in between. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this about late night. And I'm not pointing at Colbert, Fallon, Kimmel. I've been a guest on all their shows. I filled in as a guest host for Jimmy Kimmel in 2021. Time of my life. I want to say this. Late night and its struggles. It wasn't that you attacked Trump. That's all you did. See, if in the comedic world, we got to get back to nobody being safe. Nobody being safe. Everybody going to get it. This is him right here. You understand what I'm saying? Foreign dads and stuff like that. You bringing the wrong dude home. You know, this is Drewski playing one of them foreign dads. And this brother come up in there thinking he all cool. And all that. Drewski looking at him, get out of my house. No, you can't be with them. Hell no. He ain't having it. Look at him. He going off. See, that's the kind of stuff. We like that stuff, okay? What I'm saying is, who's safe? He going after black folks. He's going after white folks. He's going after conservatives. He's going after liberals. He's going after, you know, country bumpkins that live in the South, that love their NASCAR and their beer and all, whatever. What I'm saying to you is that in the comedic world, all you have to do is make sure everybody gets it. Don't protect one side. Don't ostracize one side. Be funny, not vicious. Funny, not vicious. And make sure that when you're funny and you're ridiculing somebody, that you're doing it to the opposite side too, so people like Trump can't be out there complaining that you're targeting him. I mean, you listen to Trump. He after Kimmel and Colbert and those cats, and he's after them more than he's after Iran. Like, damn. Remember when he first got into office in 2016? What Cat Williams said? He's, wait, who gonna get it? Who's gonna get it? Iran, Iraq, Afghan. Who's gonna get it? And it was Kathy Gifford. Like, damn. That's who Trump is. But the comedic world, with the geniuses that exist out there, with the ability to show up on stage live for a concert, to show up on television shows, to show up in movies, and to make you laugh. I'm sitting here last night, stressed out of my damn mind over some other stuff, and I'm straight an hour later just because I watched two episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond. Because that's how hilarious I find that show, particularly with the mom, who I thought was absolutely phenomenal. I think she passed away by now, God rest her soul. Not sure, though. But I think she did. But I'm just saying to y'all, that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. And Drewski and what he's doing is reminding all of us, hey, when you can make people laugh, you can get away with a lot. Let's support our comedians. Let's encourage them to make even funnier videos. Drewski the man right now, y'all. That brother is straight hilarity. And I don't have to have a top five of the list. The top two was him. He ain't going to say it's Erica Kirk, but that clearly looked like who he was trying to imitate. And then, of course, him being, you know, the white dude at, you know, with the NASCAR and, you know, and the brew and all that right there. Hilarious. Those are the two that stand out in my mind. Just listen to him talk. Watch the videos. It's straight comedy. Drewski special, yo. Drewski special. I love him. Just wanted to say that, y'all. That's it for this edition, Straight Shooter with yours truly. I got to get up on out of here. But I'll catch y'all later. All right? Y'all be good. Wednesday night, SiriusXM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124. Straight Shooter in the house. Don't miss the show. Talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace and love.